Soldi speaking.
Hi, Soldi. It's Katie calling from Bluesfest. How are you?
Yes, good. Sorry, who is that?
It's Katie calling from Bluesfest.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Are you ready for your interview with Peter?
Yeah, I'm just setting everything up. Hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no worries. I'll put Peter through now for you.
Hello.
Hi, is that Peter Noble?
Yes, sir.
Peter, how are you? It's Soldi, Soldi Dog from Soldi Dog Blues and Roots.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving some time to talk about this great festival you've got there for the last 23 years. Tell me about what's going to happen this year in 2012.
Well, I guess we're going to just have to do it all over again. You know, we've been doing it so long, it's not a hell... I guess, you know, it's like an old dog, new tricks. Pretty hard to teach us too many, so... And when you run a good thing, stick to it.
Yeah.
Off we go again with Bluesfest, and I think we've got one of the best bills we've ever had this year. I'd actually put it in the top three ever.
Yeah, look, a lot of people would say, Peter, it's hard to beat B.B. King and Bob Dylan. What makes this year the best?
Well, I think the thing with Bob Dylan and B.B. King, and yeah, and that year we also had Elvis Costello, and we had Ben Harper, and we had Michael Franti.
Yeah.
But if you look at this year, there's a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from John Fogerty playing a couple of times to Cold Chisel doing the world premiere of their new album, through to people like Earth, Wind & Fire and The Specials and Crosby, Stills & Nash. And, you know, we just go on and on and on. The Pogues. It's just a never-ending list this year. I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, just one day alone. How about this for a bluesy bill?
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple of examples. See, one day alone, Monday 9th of April, on one of our stages, goes from Rosie Ledette to Ray Beadle to Joanne Shaw Taylor to Justin Townes Earl to Kenny Wayne Shepherd to Candy Staton to Maceo Parker.
Yeah, not bad.
Is that all right?
That's not bad. But look, I think Bluesfest is, at least for me, has always had a great acts on it, and there's been many days like that over the years. You still do the booking yourself, Peter?
Absolutely.
And what drives you to sort of do this? Because it's a pretty big effort to book so many big acts.
It's just a bloody big effort. You know, it's just, you know, to get people like Buddy Guy to come out to Australia every couple of years and, you know, to deliver a festival bill that's well-rounded and should appeal to all age groups. I mean, some people were saying to me the other week that, oh, where's all the young acts? And I went, like, what are you talking about? Like, what about Trombone Shorty, John Butler, Doors, Blitz and Trapper, My Morning Jacket? I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, artists that are breaking through from overseas, like James Vincent McMorrow and people like that, and I guess that's the buzz you get is in trying to do a festival that, on one level, let's face it, it's got to work. You know, I mean, if it doesn't work, then you don't get to do it again.
Yeah,
but And then on another level, it's got to give the public what they want. But we've always thought, to some degree, with Bluesfest, that we're also about putting on a style of music that, you know, you could actually go back 20 years ago and say it was nowhere near this big in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
So to some degree, we've defined music for people that love music.
Yeah, and, look, I agree with that. You made a shift from straight blues to blues and roots, didn't you?
Oh, we did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I honestly just think of Bluesfest, as much as I love blues. How many times can you hear blues without going, I wouldn't mind hearing something else?
Yeah.
And that's nothing against blues. It's just, it's like waking up in the morning and going, well, today I think I'll have bacon and eggs, and tomorrow I'll have bacon and eggs, and the next day I'll have bacon and eggs, but after a while you probably feel like some fruit or some muesli.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got to mix it up, and that actually makes the blues more interesting. Although there's hardly a time on any one of the stages where there's not a blues band playing. And but yeah, we, you know, in the mid-90s we went into other types of music, and certainly artists like Ben Harper and people like that showed us through what they were doing, how they were taking music you could hear as blues but putting other forms into it,
yeah,
and just widening it all. And,
yeah.
And then you, once you start doing that, you go like, well, when, where does it end? I mean, we've had everybody from Pharoah Sanders playing Blues Fest, which is pretty avant-garde jazz, through to pretty straight country music people. And in the end, I just go by how good is it?
Yeah, and well, I think it's great. I mean, if you love this kind of music, it's the only place to be. Where do people? How many punters do you get there each year?
Oh, all up, we get about, normally about 15,000 come on the Thursday and the Monday, and about best part of 20 on the other days.
And your new location, can you pronounce it for me?
Tyagara.
Tyagara, that'll do.
Which is just outside of Byron Bay, about 10-ish minutes drive.
Yeah, and you can probably even take more people than 15,000 there, couldn't you?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
We could easily take that.
Yeah. It's a great
That's
new...
about what we get. It's about, you know, about 20,000 on the main days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, no, and it's a great thing. Where do people come from? Do they come up from overseas or all Australian? Or come
from everywhere.
Yeah.
We've sold tickets to just about every country you can name.
Yeah.
In the Western world. And every year we sell about 500 tickets in New Zealand, and usually between 1 and 200 in the US and 1 and 200 in the UK. And
yeah.
We've even sold tickets to a guy at a base in Antarctica.
Fantastic. Did he get there?
As far as I know...
you should have put him up
about
on
about 3 years back.
Yeah. Well, it's
certainly people, you know, about 10% of our audience comes up from Victoria.
Yep.
And
well, that's yours truly. We make it a bit of an annual pilgrimage. So we're contributing to the economy of the Byron Bay region.
Thank you. Yeah, it's certainly become the place to go, I think. And and just, you know, your question is a good one. I mean, what makes you want to do it? Well, certainly a love of music. I mean, I've been in the music business all my life,
yeah.
Fortunately. I mean, I sadly went to a funeral just 2 weeks back for a bloke, Clive Shakespeare, from the band Sherbet.
Yeah.
And I used to go to his house before he was in the band Sherbet.
Yeah.
And listen to soul music and blues music at Ashfield in Sydney.
Yeah.
That'd be the mid-60s.
Wow.
And we were all in early bands around that area then. And,
yeah.
So you start to think about the fact that you've been in this game nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
And,
no Order of
Australia. Still doing it.
Well, we'll have to put you on the list for the Order of Australia, I think, Peter.
Oh, do blues people get those sort of things?
Well, no? I keep saying Dom Turner should get one, but no one's listening to me. But
Yeah, Dom Turner should get one.
Well, if... there's a few national treasures this week that probably don't deserve it, but it won't go on.
I think Dom the Backsliders is probably the band that's played Blues Fest second most of all the bands who've ever played it.
Yeah.
Hat Fitz is, for some reason, I book a hat every year. I don't know why, I just started doing it and then became such a habit I just haven't stopped.
Well, he's wearing shoes now, so something's picked up. He's got a woman, that's right.
Yes, and he's got a girl on the road with him.
Yes. Well, it's all looking up. They sound pretty good, I tell you.
But that's just some of the things. And you look at Blues Fest and you go, well, now we've got Cairn Heat playing this year, and they played the first ever Blues Fest
in
1990, and weirdly haven't played since.
Yes, it's strange, isn't it?
And I just go, well, don't know why. They just weren't offered to us, I guess, is the real reason.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, well, look, I think you'd be congratulated. It's won awards as the best festival in the country, and it certainly is. And it's a major endeavour. And the music, I know my son's coming there first time this year. He's given up hip-hop and decided that real music sounds better. So some things are on the looking up at my end.
Well, I hope we've got some stuff that he'll like. But, I mean, if he goes and checks out bands like Trombone Shorty and My Morning Jacket and... I love that band Doors, the new band from DAWES, not like DOORS, from LA. Those bands are just so fantastic, and I think young people just go like, wow, when they see them, because it's amazing when you see young, you know, any people any age that can really, really, really play an instrument
yeah.
and really do a great show.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you say hip-hop, I guess you're really meaning rap?
Oh, look...
Because when you go Erykah Badu or people like that in hip-hop, I mean, or Indira Re, I mean, you know, I quite like them, but...
No, it was more club music where they don't play any instruments, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
But one's problem with all that sort of the rap music and stuff like that is that go and see any of those shows live, and honestly, after 10 or 15 minutes, pretty hard to hold an audience. I mean,
yeah.
And we've got bands playing back-to-back, one after the other, five stages, that they could just blow you away. And I mean, when you start hearing bands at that level, one after the other, you just start to go, like, why would you want to be listening to much else?
Yeah, I think it also, you become your own critic, because, I mean, I've walked out of people that I would have driven miles to hear before, thinking, I'll go and see the other one. That can be a problem in itself.
Well, you're saying that you see when...
Sometimes there's so much good music there that you get hypercritical. Yeah.
I mean, some of the major clashes that I'm getting a bit of smoke back about, like people saying, oh, you've put Crosby, Stills and Nash on the same time as Earth, Wind and Fire.
Mm.
And that's not going over too well with a few people. Or, what's another one? The Pogues, the same time as John Butler. But I think all the blues fans will make sure that they're in front of the stage when people like Buddy Guy are on. And,
yeah.
And
now, you've got one of my favourites here, John Hite. And he's got his band this year, hasn't he?
He's got his band, yes. I don't think he's toured Australia with a band in 20 years.
No, and he's the man when it comes to songwriting for me, but it's a personal thing, I guess.
John Hyatt's one of my favourites too, sorry. And even the new album. What's the new album called? Hang on a minute.
Oh, the Open Road, I forget which one it is.
The one that just came out. It's fantastic. I've got it. Came out about 6 months ago.
Yeah, I've got them here, but I've got about a thousand to look at. I can't put my finger on it.
I still like his old stuff with tracks like Feels Like Rain and all that. But
I love the stuff he did with North Mississippi All Stars with Luther Dickinson and Master of Disaster. That was it. That was a great album.
But I just think that he's had a few. What are they? I was watching Treme. You know that TV show? It's all about New Orleans after Katrina, and there you've got Steve Earle in character standing side of the stage with that girl that's like the street busker that plays the violin on the street.
Mm.
Is this great musician, and he takes her along in the show to see John Hyatt playing at the House of Blues in New Orleans to go, this is what a great songwriter is all about. And it's funny when you look at it, you go, here's a great songwriter taking someone to a show in a TV show to talk about a great songwriter.
Yeah. Well, yes, I guess.
Steve Earle's a great songwriter,
for sure. And he's out here this year as well, isn't he?
He's out here, and he's actually, his son's out here, and they're both playing back-to-back on one stage one day.
Yeah. They're not playing together?
Oh, well, I think Justin Townsville says he'll probably get up with his dad, yeah.
Yeah, maybe do. Look,
that's the thing about Blues Fest this year. If you go through it, I booked some good Blues Fests in my time, and certainly people go, oh, Bob Dylan, how you'll ever top that? Well, certainly Bob and B.B. King are some of the big guns, but gee, you've only got to look at this year's Blues Fest to go how deep it is. I mean, there's bands like Kebmo coming on stage at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that might give you an idea.
Yeah. Well, three-time Grammy Award winner, isn't he?
I'll give you an idea how deeply booked it is.
Yeah. Now, look, you've done a great job, Peter. It's a great festival, and we encourage everyone. Well, it's not even an option to go. You just got to go to Blues Fest. That's the place to be.
Well, we've still got tickets on sale, and pardon me doing my festival director thing, and still plenty of camping.
Yeah.
So people can still make that decision and come and really get to see and hear one of Australia's best festivals, and I think if you're a music lover and you haven't been once, well, gee.
No, it's not.
You're really missing out, because I get so many people say to me, oh, my God, I'd heard for years about how good it is, and I finally came, and now I'm coming every year.
Well, that's right.
It's just, if you come on down, we tend to get you.
Well, I think so. I came in 97, I think, first, and I've been every year since.
Thank you.
And I think I've got a family of about seven coming up to camp every year because of we pushed them that way, and now they won't do without it. They used to love Port Ferry, which is great. James does
a great
job.
Festival, yeah.
But I said they should try Byron as well, and they did, and they go every year now. But, well, look, thanks for your time, Peter. Appreciate that, and good
thank
luck.
Thank you, and thanks for all the support. I really appreciate it. Because in the end, even though every year people go, oh, yeah, she's a big festival and she's all successful, we've still got to get out there every year and say, hey, don't forget about us. We're out there on the calendar doing it, and we're going to deliver big time.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Well, we look forward to getting there and chilling back and listening to some great stuff. And thanks again for your time, Peter.
Thank you, Solly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.